"Yoo-hoo," she calls. "Here you are, brother. Your Life magazine arrived."
Before I leave, Miss Murdy May hands me a piece of paper.
"Here, this is for your friend."
I look down at the paper. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." At home, I check the mailbox before going inside. Among the bills is another letter from Mom. My chest tightens. This letter has a new address. I throw it on the dresser, on top of the other unopened one I received a few days ago. Trying to find something for Scarlett, I wander inside my parents' room. Mom's perfume still lingers, and I almost expect her to prance out of her bathroom, saying, "Hey, critter!" As always, her old guitar leans against the wall by her end table. Almost every night she sat on the bed in her pajamas, barefooted, strumming the guitar. She'd look at the ceiling as if words floated around up there, waiting to be plucked. Then she'd stop and scribble them in a notebook. I wonder why she didn't take the guitar with her if she knew she wasn't coming back.